My Lord is majesty, let me. Blood in urine, the path flight of a plane across a low horizon, lifting, spinning, a dream drop like floating. The answer, no, is all I am capable of. Kiss me, let me be my fragmented self, burrow like a termite into tree bark, seeking living wood, or be a beetle resting on dewy grass long before the heat of noon, or like a weed, straight, tall, uninhibited by the cutter's twine. Let me be the shape of clunky cluster clouds, a berry ripe, rich, and easy to eat. Let me steal into the veins of a garden rock, follow a squirrel's paw prints up across electric wires. Let me speak before I know anything, before dread comes to cave my thoughts into a knot hard ball, sealing me with silencing futility, sucking out the heartbeat of magnificence, like a fish flapping in the oxygen ether, hooked to a string, hooked to a stick, held in a small child's hands. Let me have faith again, in spite of this crushing calamity, trust again in the companionship of God, protector of what keeps me sane. Merge with God on every road, every forest path missed, where the shadows are overbearing and the humidity. Bear me up, Jesus of my master throne, I see the light overcome. I feel the toil and terror of survival's whip, feel this death come as a swarm of wasps, the sound of many waspy legs nearing. Bear me up, be for me like the purity of a washout, deafening the tone of insect language, turning these horror groans of my stretcher strap plans into a strange body piece. Though stung, encased, consumed, bear me up, wet cloth soothe me, embrace me through this heartache, bear me up, give me the strength to surrender into this death, into this exhale of absolute release.